Strange Adventure. Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau and Police Sergeant Cassidy parked their car in front of one of the biggest mansions on King Street. Cassidy flashed a small searchlight upon the house number.
This is the place, Chief. I'll lit up like an Irish wedding. These radio riders must sure make a lot of dough.
Yes, a few sometimes. Let's see what this is all about. I couldn't get much from that frantic phone call to the butler. Something about an attempted murder and a robbery.
They were met at the door by a tall, slender man.
Come in, please. I'm Dudley, Mr. Cal's butler. Mr. Cal's in his room and the doctor's on his way over.
The butler led the way into one of the bedrooms and introduced the police officers to the slight, middle-aged man upon the bed. The writer struggled up and propped himself against a pillow. His voice was low, pain-filled.
I'm glad you came. Whoever robbed me really tried to get rid of me at the same time.
He pointed toward the fragments of a large porcelain jewel box shaped like a Chinese pagoda.
This is what I was hit with.
Eh, the case was heavy enough to have killed you if the blow had been direct.
Yes, I know. About 2 hours ago, my butler complained of a headache, so I told him to turn in for the night and I'd lock up before I went to bed. I read for a while, then latched the windows and locked all the doors. When I came back here to my room, I remembered that I had bought a necklace for my fiancée and had not put it in my safe. I opened the safe and took out the porcelain jewel case. I had just taken the necklace from my pocket when I heard a slight noise behind me. Before I could turn, the lights went out and somebody grabbed the jewel case out of my hands and smashed me over the head.
Inspector Hawk motioned the butler to a chair and asked him to tell his story of what had happened.
Well, Inspector, a little while ago, I heard a noise downstairs and went to investigate. I didn't see anybody and started back upstairs to my room when I saw Mr. Carroll's door was open. I looked in and there he was on the floor. I thought he was dead and I guess I must have screamed. Jarvis, the gardener, who lives over the garage, heard me and came running in to see what the matter was. We lifted Mr. Carroll onto the bed, phoned the doctor and then the police.
I see you. Thank you for helping me solve the robbery and the attempted murder.
Jonathan Hawk turned to the writer.
Mr. Carroll, I'm holding both your butler and your gardener for further questioning. Dudley here made quite a slip-up in his story. You may have heard it yourself. He told me that Jarvis heard his scream and rushed into the house to help him. If that had been so, the door would have to have been unlocked. And you told me yourself that you had locked up the house before you retired to your room. Yes. I'm not only sure, but I'm quite positive that I can hold them both for attempted robbery and murder. I'm sure they could tell you where the jewelry is and who hit you over the head with the porcelain pagoda.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Three Alarm, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.